Hey, Brad.
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
Perfect. Perfect.
Good.
Getting used to the new computer and getting used to new things going on.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Hey, can I start off with a sincere apology to our listeners and readers at spiritualhealingsource.com for the crashed and lack of website for a whole week? I am sincerely sorry. It was my error. And, yeah.
You never offered that apology to me.
Well, yes, you just forget. You ignore my apologies because they're meaningless to you.
Yeah, exactly. I never held anything against you in the first place. You got it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so, boy, we're behind a little bit, but my fifth lesson. Can we talk about that?
Sure. I'm sure you'll come up with whatever points that you wanted to discuss, because at the moment I don't remember what I wrote on that one. In fact, can we discuss 6 and 7?
No, I knew you would do that. You're so predictable. And it's funny because it's almost like 5, 6, and 7 would be one long article. But thankfully... Thanks, buddy. You made them into 3 shorter ones. So let's just talk about my fifth lesson, which is...
Oh, that's not how it happened. I just got them one at a time, and each one, that was it.
Perfect.
When I send you a long article, it's just one that's because it kept coming to me and kept coming and kept coming, so I kept writing and writing and writing them. So anyway, I'm sorry. Let us proceed with your whatever's on number 5.
Now we're going to do a number 5 because I said so. Does that
yes.
work for you?
Sure.
Really? Because it says here in your article that it doesn't work. The child comes to the conclusion that the answer is ridiculous.
Okay.
So it's
whatever.
It seems that you've gone past that to something new already, and I have to drag you back to the remembrance. This article, a new awareness. You talk about a child's curiosity and arriving at a point of new awareness where they begin to question not only their own perceptions, but the perceptions of others, specifically their parents. And I'm sure that everyone can relate to that experience. Would you agree?
I don't know about everyone, but I know I sure can relate to it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I still find myself questioning belief systems or structures that my parents insisted upon because I said so in that fashion. They still pop up for me, and I'm still working my way through discarding them.
Now, let me ask you a question about that. What kind of beliefs are you talking about related to that?
Well, recently, certain beliefs associated with some money, wealth, and finances. Like one of the beliefs was that my dad stuck this in my mind, and I held on to this really tight. And it was, if you really wanted to be a millionaire, you'd make the sacrifices necessary to become a millionaire.
And those came from your parents?
Yeah, my father specifically, yeah. He said that. Because we're... You know, when I was a young man and talking to him about money and wealth, and that was his response to me. You'll make the sacrifices necessary to become a millionaire. Now, I'm not currently of the belief that there are any sacrifices required to be a millionaire, except perhaps some time. You have to put some focus and energy on it.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
So there's an example. And I just accepted it as one of those because I said so things that my father said. And it's not necessarily that he's wrong or whatever. It's just, gee, you know, as a young man, I'm looking up to this guy, and he's successful in certain areas in his life that I'd like to be successful in. So what do I got to do that? Oh, you have to sacrifice time and work hard, and you have to do this and you have to do that. And there's a laundry list of items that I just don't see them reflected in everyday life. As a matter of fact, if I were to accept everything in regards to finances and wealth that my dad said, I'd have to say that there are a certain amount of lucky people and then there are a certain amount of unlucky people. Because I've definitely put in the hard work and the time and made the sacrifices. And yet, I'm not a multimillionaire. Don't get me wrong. I'm rich. But, in other words, in the trying and the testing of what my father said, it came up to be one of those because I said so.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah. Which is a limited point of view, which is, to me, what Article 5 is about. You're saying that while that may be true, what mom and dad are saying or what Joe or your government or whoever, your doctor or your lawyer, it's a limited point of view. And there's a bigger
always
point of view.
Always.
Yeah. Always.
Any time, this is for me, but any time I attach some sort of, this is the way it has to be dogma, I'm down a wrong path.
Quickly find out that path comes with some pain.
that is a painful path just by its very nature. It's not how we're created. We're created to be creators, and when we pass that up to attach to some rule, it's really baloney. It's crazy. Whatever the rule is.
Yeah.
I question everything. To me, if I have a rule, it's that. Question the rule. And I'll say this, that I believe it's a God-given rule. Question it. God's not insulted by us questioning him, even in a way of that might seem lacking in awe by some people, but it's all baloney. And if you ask, you're going to get answers.
Always.
If you know how to focus and know how to ask a question that's not closed loop, meaning that you're just going to get another ridiculous rule out of your subconscious instead of out of directly from the source, if you know how to ask the appropriate question, you're going to get an appropriate answer. And it's rarely, in my experience, reinforcing some crazy rule. The more I see this, the more I realize it's our choice, and we can make the choice or we can be a victim. And that's our choice, being a victim to this prison of stuff we've poured into our subconscious or had poured into our subconscious since we were infants up till the time we did start questioning. Said, wait a minute, So anyway.
Well, the answers, if I just take one example about what my father said about you have to make the appropriate sacrifices if you want to become a millionaire. How does that explain a young fellow who inherits his wealth?
That's just one arena that says, wait a minute, at least we know that it's not an all-encompassing rule.
If that's a
rule at all that you have to sacrifice. I tend to, and I've listened to you say things a lot more stringent than I say them, but in order to break through in the spiritual realm or in the, a realm in where you begin to get answers for life's deepest problems, there are some things that you need, based on my experience, that are shortcuts to get to where you can get some wisdom from outside yourself. And, that'll open up a can of worms for you and for a lot of people, but it's As I am wont to say, I've said it in several books and several articles, it's always both. You know, and I think you know what I'm hinting at. Now, what I'm hinting at is that, well, all the wisdom that there ever was is within you. And I say the way to acquire that is to go outside and yourself, your subconscious, your unconscious, your conscious mind, and all your rules, and connect with the universe or spirit or whatever word you want to use. But it doesn't mean that you've not always been connected. The point I've made, I don't know how long, is, look, it's just like people say, well, how come you're so effective at praying? Well, number one, I don't pray the way anybody else thinks of as praying. But when I make a declaration that something will be, I already know, because I've gone to where I can go outside of my conscious, subconscious, and unconscious to connect to that universal source, that universal mind, and get what is for me today truth. And what for me today that is truth is almost always different than what I thought was truth even yesterday, but especially what I thought was true 20 years ago. It's all truth is in the now. This is eternal life right now, and we can tap into right now that other, or like some people love to say, there's many dimensions. We can tap into those dimensions that we used to think of were reserved for the, quote, afterlife. And they're available now, if you know how to tap into them.
Don't get ahead. I think you're going ahead there, buddy.
Oh, did I? Well, maybe I'm saying that in 6 or 7, huh? Sorry.
Maybe there's some discussion around that.
Well, here, I'll tell you what. Instead of doing that, why don't we just realize that you've used up everything I have in me and say, goodbye, Ryan.
Well, I want to say that, but there's one more thing I want to add. The second part to lesson five, is an offer for our readers to access a new book that Brad and I worked on together. So it's a co-author type of a book, and it is deals with what we were just talking about earlier, which is wealth, and it's called 6 Steps to Wealth, and it's free. All you have to do is click on the link inside this email and give us your email address, and we'll send you your book right away.
Okay, can I make a comment?
Of course, of course.
Yeah, and for those of you who think wealth is a dirty word, you'll find out how we are defining the term wealth, and it means a lot more than money or property or possessions or things. So with that, I close. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
Love you, man.
You too.